Bry. My guest co-host today has been Corey Jo Biddle, but now we have another guest on the line who I'm very excited to talk to. Tiffany Muller, president of End Citizens United, is on the phone with us. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Kristen. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, we're doing well. Just enjoying trying to make it to the weekend. But you're in Wisconsin right now, right?
I am in Wisconsin, and I have to admit, it has been a long time since I've seen such gorgeous weather. It's like perfect.
It's a secret, right? The secret of Wisconsin is coming in the summer and then tricking people to move here before they realize how cold it is in the winter. It is a perfect day. We get a lot of those sometimes in the summer, which is the reason why we're all outside and there's so much to do. But speaking of things to do, you and Citizen United have an event this week, correct?
That's right. Later today, I am having a round table with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who we at End Citizens United and Let America Vote are really proud to support in this race for Senate. And we're going to be talking about voting rights, cleaning up corruption in our government, and protecting against election sabotage and subversion, and basically just protecting the foundations of our democracy and what we need to do in order to stop the attacks that we've been seeing on our democracy. So I'm really excited to be here to help support him in his race for U.S. Senate.
That's great. And so I'm curious, what is it about Mandela Barnes and his campaign that earned the endorsement of Let America Vote and Citizens United?
Well, we are at this really pivotal moment in our nation, right? Where all over the country, we're seeing these attacks on voting rights, gerrymandering, a radicalized Supreme Court that's stripping away our freedoms and our rights. And in 2020, for the first time in our history, we saw active efforts to overturn the will of the voters and to overturn an election. And for the first time in our history, we didn't have a peaceful transfer of power. And Ron Johnson is part of the problem, right? We know that 2 days before the insurrection, he met in secret with Trump allies and extremists to try to delay certifying the electoral votes. We know he tried to hand Mike Pence a fake electors. And he since continued to push these conspiracy theories. And also, you know, he's just out working for himself and his big donors rather than the people of Wisconsin. But Mandela Barnes is all about working for the people of Wisconsin. And the very first plan he rolled out was about what needed to change for our democracy and about making sure we get the big money out of politics, make sure we have disclosure and transparency so we can hold politicians accountable. He's not taking a dime of corporate PAC money. He's 100% people powered in this campaign. And that contrast is why we are so proud to stand with him. And we were proud to support him early on in this race.
As Mandela shared, this is Corey.
Hi.
Hey. Where is Mandela's stand on women's rights with everything that's going on in our nation right now?
Yeah, he obviously supports codifying Roe v. Wade and understands, you know, one of the things we don't always talk about enough is actually the intersectionality of all of these issues. Mm-hmm. And what we know is that folks who are pushing to overturn Roe, over $600 million to both push attacks on abortion rights and pushed to radicalize the Supreme Court. The goal of overturning Roe, and that's now what we've seen. And so he's standing up for the free choose vote. In terms of codifying Roe, making sure that we have those freedoms and that choice about our own body, but also is connecting that back to the issues in our democracy that allowed that radicalization of the court to happen in the first place. And so he supports efforts to, you know, we really pushed in 2021 to pass the Freedom to Vote Act, which would have taken care of a lot of these issues. He supports that. He supports getting rid of the filibuster that's standing in the way of so many of these priorities. And he understands how the big money in our politics is really connected to us not being able to make progress on the priorities that are important to the people.
So, I mean, the mission is in the name, End Citizens United. And so beyond, obviously, I think that for any of us who believe that the amount of money a corporation, that maybe a corporation isn't a person, and that the amount of money that they can throw behind different candidates, and the reason that it feels like so many of the things that feel very backwards, largely I would say healthcare, and the fact that even this week we have at the company that we work for, like, they're providing healthcare and it's still so expensive as far as the way that we split and what the deductible is. And I, you know, as someone who hopefully wants to have a baby soon, it's like the cost of having a baby and the fact that it feels like when you really start peeling away the onion, at the core of it is the lobbyists and the corporations. And so it feels like something that is very popular, but as an organization called End Citizens United, how do you even go about starting to do that, especially in a year where the Supreme Court just sided with Ted Cruz on his the personal loans and all the money that he, you know, was happening for his campaigns? And so, like, what are we actually up against to try to make a dent in something that feels like the core root of so many things that feel broken?
Well, it's a fantastic question. And for all your listeners out there who maybe aren't as familiar with Citizens United, this is the ruling in 2010 that the Supreme Court handed down that basically took these two really terrible ideas and it merged them together. And it said money equals speech and corporations are people. And it allowed this flood of unlimited and undisclosed money into our politics. Look, money in politics has always been a problem, but the sheer scale of what we're up against right now is unprecedented in our country's history. And to give one example, the undisclosed dark money spent in elections increased from just $6 million in the 2006 cycle to $1 billion last cycle in 2020. $6 million to $1 billion in that short amount of time. And so, you know, people across America feel like their voice doesn't matter and their vote isn't being counted. And you know what? They're right. And you're right. Because it all comes down to who's the biggest checkbook and who can hire the most lobbyists, and who's getting their policies passed on Capitol Hill. And it is holding up progress on everything Americans agree on, from, like you said, healthcare costs, lowering prescription drug prices, addressing the climate problem, passing common gun safety. You can all of the dysfunction around these back to the money in politics. So in 2016, what do we do about it? There are a few things we need to do. Number one, we all have to stand together, because even though they may have more money, we know that the people are on our side. Democrats, Republicans, independents, no one likes the amount of money in our politics. They all want it to change. And I firmly believe that the power of the people can win against the power of the money. But also, in 2016, we were one, if Merrick Garland had been confirmed, that would have been our fifth vote to overturn Citizens United. It was not that long ago. But what we can do in the meantime, we can get a different court until we can reform the court and get a court that is actually responsive and to the people and is actually ruling in a way that makes kind of sense. What we can do in the meantime is pass national standards around these issues. So in the Freedom to Vote Act that came within two votes of passing earlier this year, we actually would have seen full disclosure and transparency. Look, if you want to run ads in our elections, you have to say who you are and where you're getting your money so that we can trace that back and hold politicians and elected officials accountable. It would have set up for the first time a small dollar donor matching program so that candidates from all backgrounds could actually participate in our political process, and so that we could get more people involved in our political process. And it would have actually given some strength and teeth to our currently broken Federal Elections Commission, who's supposed to be cop on the beat enforcing when candidates break the campaign finance law do have an employee and right now aren't. But you're absolutely right, Kristen. This Supreme Court, I think if there's one thing they're going to be known for, it's for undermining our democracy and the foundations of our democracy. And it's why we have to reform the court. Everything from expansion to term limits to ethics reforms to disclosure and transparency about the money behind the court, we have to also reform the court.
Yeah, for it feels like this last cycle really was like, oh man, how long are we stuck with these guys? And so I guess it sounds like through the organization that you represent and the president of, the expedient way to do that is by endorsing and helping candidates who, especially Congress and congressional candidates who are in favor of these types of bills and to get them elected. Is that the main part of the work that the organization does?
Yeah, I really appreciate that question. I realize that I at some point forgot to say that. Who we elect matters, right?
Yes.
Who is in office matters for the outcome of these policies. And right now, while these issues shouldn't be partisan, frankly, right now they are. We have one party that is fighting to protect our democracy, who's fighting to reform these broken systems. And frankly, another party that's standing in the way and doing everything they can to just get more money in the system and to further break our democracy and to keep people from being able to access the ballot. So at In Citizens United and Let America Vote, we endorse and help champions of democracy reform, folks who are really going to go and fight, like Lieutenant Governor Della Barnes, who are going to go and fight to pass these policies. And then we also lobby and run advocacy campaigns and get our 4 million members across the country actively engaged in the fight to pass these policies. So we both do the electoral side and the push to pass these policies on the advocacy side. And I want to join all those listening.
That was going to be my next question. So for people
who
care about this issue and realize that, or who I would say I consider myself one of those people who thinks that it's a core fundamental reason why things feel so broken right now is the amount of money in politics and who can afford to put that much money in politics. So how do people get involved? What can the average voter do to try to chink away at this problem?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, please vote. Please get your friends and family to vote. That is the way that we most have voice in our system at this moment. And we need everyone to turn out in November in these midterms, because it is not hyperbole to say democracy is on the ballot and the future of our country is on the ballot. So please vote. Number two, get involved. We are at endcitizensunited.com. EndCitizensUnited.com. We'd love to have your help, love to have your support, but just get involved. And number three, if you're talking to candidates, if you're talking to officials, if you are talking to public servants, press them on these democracy issues. Use your voice and make sure they're hearing from you that these issues are important to you and you want them to fix them. Because it truly is all of us standing together and making sure we continue to put urgency on these issues that's going to create real change.
Well, that is a very strong answer. It's almost like you do this for a living. That this is your job, is to talk about this. Well,
The mansplaining.
Yeah, exactly. Correctile dysfunction.
I've had some of that in my career.
I would imagine you have.
Oh, I bet you have some good mansplaining stories.
Quick question before you go. I was really encouraged by some of the polling and opinions around Mandela and his chances of beating Ron Johnson. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? How is he doing?
Thank you. He's doing great. He is actually best positioned to beat Johnson in November. And what we've seen just in the last few days even is Democrats coming together and uniting behind him. Because we all realize that getting Ron Johnson out of the U.S. Senate is of paramount importance between his trying to overturn the 2020 election, pushing theories, and doing things like saying that he's upset that his wealth only doubled while he's been in the U.S. Senate, pushing for tax breaks for his biggest donors, right? Like, the guy is so out of touch and so corrupt. We have to get him out.
Absolutely.
So Mandela Barnes got a great chance to win, so get out there and vote for him.
Get out there and vote. All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany Miller, from the president of End Citizens United. It was a joy to talk to you. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be back in a minute. As Goes Wisconsin, Kristen Bry.